Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of specific ayat and specific surahs of the Quran Sharif. We started off by speaking about Surah Fatiha and the benefits of Surah Fatiha. Then we went on to Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and the benefits of Surah Ikhlas. And then we went on to Mu'awwidhatain, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, and Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas, and the benefits of reciting them. And we explained how important it is that in this time and age when there's so much of evil around prevalent, we have been given these surahs, these ayat, for protection. It would be very foolish for us, something given to us for free, for such great protection, not to take advantage of it. So today we do Surah Mulk. Surah Mulk, Tabarakal Ladhi Biyadihil Mulk, beginning of the 29th Sipara, the first surah. This is known as Surah Mulk. Inshallah, every day we'll go slowly. We won't rush through this chapter, but the niyat we should make is that once we learn there's virtues in these surahs, there's virtues in these ayat, let us make it part of our routine. It's not very difficult. If once a person has got it in his routine, like how he can't have, the day won't go past without him having his tea. So like that, the day won't go past without the person finishing his surahs. So he won't go to sleep until he finish all the surahs that he's supposed to finish for the day, all those ayat, all those wazifas that he's supposed to finish, he'll finish it, he'll make it a point, so long as we bring it in our lives, inshallah. So we'll go through it slowly, and the idea is not just to rush and build up information, but to practically implement what we have been taught, so that we can make it part and parcel of our lives. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, min al-Qur'an suratun, 30 آية شفعت لرجل حتى غفر له وهي تبارك الذي بيده الملك رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the Quran contains a surah of 30 verses which intercede on behalf of a person until he was forgiven, which interceded on behalf of a person. In the riwayat of Abu Dawud Sharif, the past tense is not used. The word tashfa'u means will intercede on behalf of a person. In the riwayat of Tirmidhi Sharif, the past tense was used, as we read in the hadith, that shafa'at li rajulin. It has already interceded on behalf of a person. Anyway, the Quran Sharif contains a surah of 30 verses which interceded on behalf of a person until he was forgiven. The surah is Tabarakal Ladhi Biyadihil Mulk Surah. Now we all know and we all need the intercession of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We all need the intercession, whatever intercession we can get on the day of Qiyamah. One of the things that will intercede for us is Tabarakal Ladhi Biyadihil Mulk Surah. Mulk will intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah. So it's not a small thing. In one hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it's my desire that this surah, in other words Surah Mulk, be in the heart of every person. Now if this was the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we should go out of our way to fulfill the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said this with regard to Surah Yasin and Surah Mulk. So these two surahs, we should try slowly, slowly, if we haven't by-hearted it by now, try and memorize it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Surah Mulk will also protect a person from the punishment of the grave. When, in fact, it is mentioned, in one riwayat it is mentioned, that when the angels of punishment approach a person in the grave from his feet will say, you cannot approach from our side, because he used to recite Surah Mulk. When they approach from his chest side, his chest will say, you cannot approach from my side, because he is to recite Surah Mulk. When they approach him from his side now, because he used to recite Surah Mulk, they'll tell, you cannot approach. So whichever side they are approaching, Surah Mulk now becomes a barrier. Surah Mulk becomes the barrier to who? The angels of punishment. Angels of punishment coming from the leg side, they say, you cannot approach. From the head side, you cannot approach. When they come from the side, they say you cannot approach. Why? Because this person who is lying here, he is to recite Surah Mulk. And when they approach him from his head again, they'll say, you cannot approach from my side, because he is to recite Surah Mulk. In this manner, Surah Mulk will protect a person from the punishment of the Qabr. The hadith is mentioning Hakim. So such a beautiful 30 verses, but yet it got so much of protection in the Qabr, something that we all are yearning for, something that we all are desirous for. So when this hadith is saying that Surah Mulk will intercede on behalf of a person, it's not only restricted to the day of Qiyamah, even before he gets there, the day of Qiyamah, in the Qabr also, the Surah Mulk is helping to intercede on behalf of this. He is to recite Surah Mulk. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Not a difficult surah. Once in fact we start reciting it, 1, 2, 3, just about 3 3/4 pages the surah is. Doesn't take too long. In fact, once a person learns it, it becomes easy. Even when he's walking, he can read it. No matter what he's doing, he can read it. The surah is so easy. But daily if we read it, it will become easy. So let us bring this as part and parcel of our life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's desire was that this surah should be in the heart of every person. So let us be part of that also. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen walhamdulillah.